Hello, and welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Your mind is the greatest gift God has given you. That's why today we begin a brand new series called Rethinking Your Life. In these lessons, Pastor Rick gives us the 9 biblical pillars we need to reshape our minds so that we can become more like Jesus Christ. In just a moment, we're going to tell you how you can get a copy of this year's brand new Daily Hope Advent calendar. It's beautiful. Just go to PastorRick.com to find out more, or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part one of a message called Why You Need to Think About What You Think About.
Now, your mind is the greatest asset you've been given by God. Nothing compares to the power of your brain. It's the most complex organ in your body. I wrote down here it contains 100 billion neurons. Your brain contains 100 billion neurons. It can record 800 memories a second for 75 years and not get tired. That's pretty amazing. Your brain can store 100 trillion thoughts. And by the way, there are a bunch of myths about the brain that just aren't true. People say you only use 2% or 10%. That's just not true. And then others say, well, your left brain or right brain. That's just a myth. All of those have been disproven. But the most important thing about the human brain is this. You can communicate with God because you have been given the brain that God gave you, the mind that God gave you. You see, animals have instincts, but human beings have thoughts. Animals can think about right now, what's right in front of them in the moment. But they can't think about 1,000 years ago. And they can't think about 100 years in the future. And they can't think about their life after death. But you can, because you have thoughts. The only reason you create creative thoughts is because your creator thinks creative thoughts, and he made you in his image. And so the greatest gift God gave you as a human being was the ability to know God through that brain, through your mind, because you're made in his image. In fact, you may not know this, but the Bible says that God is always thinking about you. Did you know that? That God is always, there is never a moment in your life when God is not thinking about you. Look at this verse up here on the screen. The Bible says in Psalm 139, verse 17 and 18, the Living Bible, how precious it is, Lord, to realize that you're thinking about me constantly. Did you know that? Did you know that God is thinking about you constantly? I can't even count how many times a day, in other words, innumerable, how many times a day your thoughts turn toward me. And when I wake in the morning, you're still thinking of me. You're not always thinking about God, but God is always thinking about you. And he has given you the capacity, the thought capacity, to know him and to have a relationship with him. Now, what I want to do today is simply briefly introduce the series we're going to be in now for several weeks about rethinking your life, about your thought life, your mind, because we need to shape up our minds. We need to bring our thoughts under control. We need to get them right in the right direction. And I'm going to give you this weekend 9 truths or 9 pillars on which we're going to build this series on rethinking your life. So let's get right into it. Number one, if you want to write down the first pillar of rethinking my life, it's this. My thoughts control my life, but I can control my thoughts. Now, this is a very profound statement. My thoughts control my life, but I can control my thoughts. That is something that sets you apart, made in the image of God as a human being. My thoughts control my life, but I can control my thoughts. Proverbs 23, verse 7, the King James Version says, for as a man thinks, so is he. As a man thinketh, so he is. You are the sum total of your thoughts. Now, let me show you a verse. Proverbs 4, 23, New Century Version says this. Be careful what you think. Be careful what you think about, because your thoughts run your life. Circle that. Your thoughts run your life. Today's English version says, be careful what you think about because your life is shaped by your thoughts. Now, this single verse teaches two very, very important truths that we're going to look at over and over again in the weeks ahead. One of them is that your life is determined by what you think. If you think bad thoughts, you're going to have a bad life. If you think dumb thoughts, you'll have a dumb life. If you have smart thoughts, you think have a smart life. If you think good thoughts, you have a good life. You are what you think about. So your thoughts do control, they do shape, they do run your life. But it also says, be careful what you think, be careful in the case you have a choice. And that's the second thing. While you do have your thoughts running your life, you can choose what you think about. That's your choice. And one of the reasons I want to do this series is because you need to exercise that choice more often. You don't exercise your choice in choosing what you think about as much as you should. A lot of your thoughts, you just let other people filter through your mind, or the media filter through your mind, or Satan filter through your mind. And what I want to say as we start this series is you need to start thinking about what you think about. You need to think about your thoughts. Do I really want to think this? You see, many of your problems in life, if not most, many of your problems in life come because you're allowing other people to put thoughts in your mind instead of choosing them yourself. And you're not being discriminatory about them. And you let other people suggest thoughts. The media suggests thoughts, and the radio suggests thoughts, and television and books and magazines and friends and peers and enemies and Satan. They all are suggesting thoughts. Just because you have an open mind, you don't want everybody putting stuff in it. You need to choose to think correctly more often. You need to choose your thoughts better. When you don't choose your thoughts, you're going to have a lot of thoughts that are bad. They're wrong. They're hurtful. They're self-defeating, things like that. And so in this series, what I'm going to do is teach you how to be less passive about your thoughts. I want to teach you how to be more intentional about what gets your attention, because it's your choice. Your thoughts control your life, but you control your thoughts, and you need to take stronger control of your thought life. You know, we're all worried about, air pollution and water pollution, but we need to be worried about mind pollution too. Would you agree that there's a lot of stuff out there that really shouldn't be in your mind? Yeah, and you need to choose not to listen to it, not to look at it, not to have it, not to let it enter into your mind. So we're going to teach you how to be more intentional about what gets your attention. Now, I want you to write this question down. You want to ask this question: do I really want to think about this right now? If you'll learn to ask that question every day, it'll change your life.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Fall is here now, and that means Christmas is right around the corner. That's why we wanted to let you know that Pastor Rick and his wife, Kay, created a brand new Advent calendar with specially commissioned custom artwork. It's beautiful. This two-part resource includes a calendar with a special door for every day of December that opens to reveal a hidden image and Bible verse. Use it with a companion daily devotional guide to help you and your family draw closer to Jesus and prepare your heart for the real celebration. The all-new Daily Hope Advent Calendar will help you spend the holidays worshiping instead of worrying, slowing down and reconnecting with God, and expressing gratitude for the true meaning of the season. You'll want to get the all-new Daily Hope Advent Calendar and devotional booklet in your hands now to start using it on December 1st. We'll send it to you to say thanks for your gift to support the ministry of Daily Hope. Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. Contact us today in order to get your copy in time for Advent. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com.
Hi, it's Pastor Rick with some big news. My daily devotional is now available in French. If you know somebody who would enjoy reading the devotionals in French, would you please email me and I'll send you a link to sign up. My email is rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
And so in this series, what I'm going to do is teach you how to be less passive about your thoughts. I want to teach you how to be more intentional about what gets your attention, because it's your choice. Your thoughts control your life, but you control your thoughts, and you need to take stronger control of your thought life. You know, we're all worried about, air pollution and water pollution, but we need to be worried about mind pollution too. Would you agree that there's a lot of stuff out there that really shouldn't be in your mind? Yeah, and you need to choose not to listen to it, not to look at it, not to have it, not to let it enter into your mind. So we're going to teach you how to be more intentional about what gets your attention. Now, I want you to write this question down. You want to ask this question: do I really want to think about this right now? If you'll learn to ask that question every day, it'll change your life. Because you think about stuff all the time without stopping to ask this question: do I really want to think about this? It's a choice. You start to get worried, you should stop and say, do I really want to worry about this right now? You start to get fearful, do I really want to be fearful right now? You start to get upset about something, do I really want to be upset about this right now? You start to get discouraged, do I really want to think discouraging thoughts right now? It's your choice. A lot of times we act like we don't have any choice over our feelings, or don't have any choice over our thoughts, but you do. You're made in God's image. And so you need to learn to ask this question over: do I really want to think about this right now? Nobody's forcing you to think thoughts that get you down. Nobody's forcing you to think thoughts that cause you to be afraid or insecure or nervous or lack confidence. Nobody's forcing you to these things. You need to take control of your thoughts. You need to start thinking about what you think about. If I were to ask you this very important question, I would want you to consider it. Why are you letting other people determine what you think? Why are you letting other people fill your mind with stuff I don't really want to think about that? Well, fine, change the channel. Tune out. Do something different. That's the first principle of learning to let God control our lives. Number two, here's the second pillar. Any change I want in my life must start in my mind. Any change that I want in my life must start in my mind. Now, while my thoughts control my life, and I can control my thoughts, any change that I want to make, or for good or bad, it all starts in your mind. Change starts in your brain, not in your behavior. Change starts in your cerebellum, not in your circumstances. Change starts inside you, not outside you. So many of the things you've tried to change in life, you've tried to change by changing your behavior. Wrong place to start. You don't start by changing your behavior. You start by changing the way you think about whatever you want to change. It all starts in your mind. And that's why God says this in Romans 12:2. Do not conform yourselves to the standards of this world. In other words, what the world says is important. Don't conform yourself to what the world thinks is important, but let God transform you inwardly by a complete change of your mind. Now notice, you're going to either be conformed or you're going to be transformed in life. You're going to be conformed, you're going to be like everybody else by listening to everybody else. Or you're going to be transformed, you're going to be different, you're going to be great by letting God renew your mind, by letting God change your mind, by rethinking your life. Now, I don't care how old you are, it's time to rethink your life. And I'm going to help you do that in the weeks ahead. I'm going to help you rethink your life, because a lot of stuff you've been thinking is actually stinking thinking. And you need a checkup from the neck up. Okay? And so Dr. Warren is here in the house. And I'm going to give you a checkup from the neck up in the weeks ahead and get rid of all that stinking thinking and start choosing intentionally on what you do want to think about and not what you don't want to think about, because that controls your life. Don't be conformed to the standard of this world, but be transformed by a change of your mind. In other words, don't be pressured from the outside. Here's what Jesus said. I love this. One of the Beatitudes in the Message paraphrase, Matthew 5:8, says this. You're blessed when you get your inside world, in other words, your mind and your heart, put right. Then you can see God in the outside world. So he said it starts on the inside. Any change you want to make in your life starts in your thoughts, not in your feelings, not in your behavior. Now that leads me to the third pillar of rethinking my life. This is a big one. I can change how I feel by changing how I think. I can change how I feel by changing how I think. Would you like to feel better? Well, let me tell you. Here's how you're going to do it. You're going to learn to change the way you think. The way you think determines the way you feel. A lot of times we try to change our feelings, but that doesn't work. Have you noticed that your feelings are quite resistant to your will? You know, you don't want to feel a certain way, and you try to force yourself to not feel that way, but you still do. Your feelings often rebel, and they are resistant to your will, and you can't command them. You can tell yourself, stop being sad. How's that working? It doesn't work. Or, I command you to be happy. It's like telling a little kid who's crying, stop crying. I'm trying, Mommy, I'm trying. You can't force a feeling. Feelings, many, many times, are uncontrollable. You can't control your feelings all the time, but you can control your thoughts, and your thoughts determine your feelings. If you're feeling fearful, you're thinking fearful thoughts. If you're feeling angry, it's because you're thinking angry thoughts. If you're feeling bitter, it's because you're thinking bitter thoughts. You can't change the feeling, but you can change the thought. And when you change the thought, you're going to feel a whole lot better. So you just choose. I have a choice. I can start thinking about what I am thinking about and be more intentional. I mean, let me just parallel this. If you're sitting at home and you're watching TV and there's a commentator, TV news commentator on there who you totally disagree with and you're getting more and more and more and more frustrated with him, how do you get rid of that frustration? You go, I'm not going to be frustrated. I'm not going to be frustrated. I'm not. No, you just turn the channel. And the same is true with your mind. I don't want to worry, then change the channel. I don't want to lust, then change the channel. I don't want to be bitter, then change the channel. You don't resist it. Whatever you resist persists. You simply refocus. We're going to talk about these in depth in the weeks ahead. I'm just giving you an overview of where we're going. And the third thing I want you to understand is that I can change how I feel by changing how I think. Let me give you a couple examples right out of the Bible. Here's one from David, Psalm 42, verse 6. David says, my heart is breaking. Now, that's strong emotion. So, he says, I turn my thoughts to God. Notice, I turn my thoughts to God. That's a choice. My heart is breaking. I'm not going to be thinking about what's breaking my heart. I'm going to turn my thoughts to God. That's a choice. Look at the next one. Jonah. In Jonah 2:7, he says, when I'd lost all hope, that's an emotion, I turned my thoughts once more to the Lord. Some of you need to write that verse down. You need to memorize it. You need to put it on a card. Maybe we'll make it our memory verse this week. When I had lost all hope, I once again turned my thoughts to the Lord. Jonah 2:7. Let's just say that together, okay? Say it with me. Jonah 2:7. Say it. Jonah 2:7. When I had lost all hope, I once again turned my thoughts to the Lord. Okay? Well, I said it out of order. That's the reviled Rick Standard perversion, okay? All right. Let's read it together. Jonah 2:7. When I'd lost all hope, I turned my thoughts once more to the Lord. Will you take this verse home, write it down, and make it your memory verse this week? Take it home, write it on a card, put it in your windshield visor, on your bathroom mirror, on your refrigerator, something. Let's read it again. When I had lost all hope, I turned my thoughts once more to the Lord. And where is that? Jonah 2:7. Do you think you'll use that verse maybe in the next month? Yeah. And when you file it there, then God's Spirit can bring it to mind when you'd lost all hope. I turn my thoughts. That's a choice. Now, I've told you this many, many times, but the way you think determines the way you feel, and the way you feel determines the way you act. If you want to act differently, you don't start trying to change your actions. You got to go back upstream to what you think. What you think determines how you feel, and what you feel determines how you act. If you try to determine change your actions, doesn't work. If you try to determine change your feelings, doesn't work. I'm still hurt. I'm still mad. I'm still upset. I'm still envious. You got to change your thoughts. And that's what this series is going to be about. How to change your thoughts. How to rethink your life. This is going to be a very, very practical series. You have to start at the source. Start with what you're thinking. Now, here's the fourth pillar in rethinking your life. The fourth pillar of rethinking my life is to realize that every behavior is based on a belief. The Bible has a lot to say about this. Every behavior is based on a belief. Anytime you do anything, you're doing it because there's a belief beneath that. Anytime you see anybody doing anything else, good or bad, right or wrong, it's because they have a belief beneath that. All of your behavior is based on unspoken beliefs. So, as I said, if I'm acting scared, it's because I'm believing scary thoughts at that moment.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. If you would like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, just go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, fall is here, and that means Christmas is right around the corner. That's why we wanted to let you know that Pastor Rick and his wife Kay created a brand new Advent calendar with specially commissioned custom artwork. It's beautiful. Right now, here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
You know, friends, one of the most common questions that you hear this time of the year is, are you ready for Christmas? It's a question that shows how much preparation we think is necessary just to celebrate this holiday and this holy day. We think getting ready for Christmas means putting up decorations and buying and wrapping gifts and sending cards and planning meals and helping with school plays and church musicals and office parties, and the list goes on and on, making sure that we help all the people who are in need. But does doing all that really get us ready for Christmas? Will making it through a checklist prepare me for celebrating the birth of Jesus? We both know the answer is no. And we both know that it's too easy to get so caught up in doing too many things, many of them good things, but so many things that we forget the real reason for the season. So you know what? Here at Daily Hope, we've put together a brand new resource that I want you to have. I hope it will help you really get ready for celebrating the birth of Jesus. It's an Advent calendar, a calendar of preparation. And each day on this calendar, you'll open one Bible verse. And then you just turn to the corresponding page in a companion book that we've put together, and you read through the very short spiritual growth devotional. Now, it only takes a couple minutes to read the Bible verse and the devotional, but it's going to prepare your heart for the coming of Christ at Christmas. My hope is that this resource, this Advent calendar, will help you spend the holiday expressing your gratitude to God, worshiping instead of worrying, and taking things off your schedule so you can appreciate the true meaning of Christmas. I don't want you to miss the miracle of Jesus this Christmas.
You'll want to get the all-new Daily Hope Advent Calendar and Devotional Booklet in your hands now to start using it on December 1st, and we'll send it to you to say thanks for your gift of support to the Ministry of Daily Hope. Contact us today in order to get your copy in time for Advent. Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 1-800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our Daily Hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.